In a normal year, this weekend would have marked the end of the annual Walkley Festival. But this is not a normal year, and our festival had to be cancelled. In a normal year at St Mary's, we would have created our annual well dressing. A picture would have been designed, pricked out into clay, and lovingly created from petals and seeds. We would have had our doors open, and people from the church and the wider community would have dropped by to watch, to chat, or to join in. The finished picture would have then been displayed outside the church alongside an improvised well. People would have stopped by to look, maybe even take a photo. Conversations would have happened as they paused to look. The act of creating and displaying the well dressing would have enabled it to become a place of encounter. Wells are places of life-giving water. Without wells, people would die of thirst, but they are also places of encounter. A man approaches a well. A man charged with a serious task, who has travelled a long way from a far-off land. With his 10 camels laden with gifts, he hopes to find a bride for the son of his master Abraham. He's mulling over things in his mind. He has some doubts about the success of his mission, for Isaac is a troubled young man. How will the servant know he's found the right woman for him? Will she consent to the marriage and return to Canaan with him? The servant is tired and thirsty. His camels are flagging too. He reaches the well and halts, exhausted. And then he prays. Please God, let the young woman who I ask for a drink freely offer to water my camels too. Let that be a sign that this woman will be the right bride for Isaac. A young woman approaches the well. The man makes his request for water, and joy of all joys, she does indeed offer to provide water for the camels too. The servant learns that she is Rebekah, the daughter of Abraham's nephew, Bethuel. He adorns her with jewellery, and she offers him and his camels hospitality. So he travels on with her to meet her family. Before he will accept any food, he insists on explaining why he has come. After some discussion, the family, and more importantly, Rebekah herself, agree to the match. And so the next morning, when Abraham's servant sets back off home, Rebekah is with him. Rebekah, the generous young woman who provided replenishing water, quenching the thirst of a stranger. Rebekah, whose generosity extended to watering the 10 thirsty camels too, and to providing them all with rest and lodging for the night. And Rebekah is accompanied by her nurse. Later in Genesis, we learn the nurse's name, Deborah, which means bee, the provider of nourishing honey. Her presence ensures the best possible start for any children Rebekah will have with Isaac. A man returns from a well, a man whose father has sent his servant to find him a wife. This man's name is Isaac. For a man whose name means laughter, there hasn't been much to laugh about. As an infant, his half-brother and playmate Ishmael has been sent away. As an adolescent, he's gone through the trauma of being bound to an altar as a sacrifice by his own father, only to be saved by God at the last minute. And as a young man, he has suffered the bereavement of his mother. We can barely begin to comprehend the potential emotional damage caused by all this. Not a stable start for married life. But before Isaac meets his new bride, we find him returning from Beer Lahai Roy. This is not just some random place. It's another well. This is the place to which the pregnant Hagar fled when Sarah had mistreated her. It's the place where she had an encounter with God. It's the place where she saw God and lived, where she named God El Roy, which means God who sees or God hears. Where God saw her anguish and gave her the strength to return to Abraham's household to give birth to Ishmael. This place became known as Beer Lahai Roy, which means well of the living one who sees me. And this is where Isaac has now been. We don't know what he experienced at this well, but we do know that when he meets Rebecca, he's able to welcome her into his home as his wife. And we know that she provides solace from his bereavement. She enables him to live again. Wells are places of life-giving water. Without wells, people would die of thirst, but they are also places of encounter. They are places where people meet each other, but they are also places where people encounter the life-giving Spirit of God. This is not a normal year, but that does not mean that we have been unable to encounter each other. We couldn't have our well dressing, nor many of our other usual festival activities. But we have been able to share in each other's creativity through displays of artwork, messages, or plants in our windows and gardens. And in our festival weeks, there have been a number of impressive scarecrows to enjoy too. We have encountered each other over the phone or online, over our fences or through our windows. And as the lockdown restrictions have eased, we have begun to meet in person again, at a distance. This is not a normal year. Many people have found to their surprise that the life-giving Spirit of God has sprung up in unexpected ways throughout the crisis. And if, like Abraham's servant, Rebecca, or Isaac, we reach out in trust to God with an open heart and mind, we will surely find him there ready and waiting for an encounter with us too. Amen.